Hi guys, my name is Dr. M and a very warm welcome to the life-changing audio sets that accompany the book. So just some important points to run through for you to be aware of before engaging in any of the techniques. And these will just help to make it an easier process for you, and it's all just to serve you best. So first of all, it's always essential to have done the work prior to any of the techniques, so reading carefully through the book so you know precisely what you need to be aware of before engaging in the actual process. So for example, this might be your first root cause event of any negative emotion. It may be the initial trigger of your phobia, or it may be the initial event of the emotional connected to a specific limitation that you have, or it may be knowing specifically and having gone through some of the SMART techniques to know your ambitions and goals, even going through the life discovery model very carefully, going through your values to thoroughly know them before engaging in the quantum process. So whatever technique it is, whatever it's relevant to, please do ensure that you've already done the book work in preparation to fully engage in the technique. And this will just make it so much better for you and flow much more easily. Now, secondly, please always take what your unconscious mind presents to you. So although you might know things consciously, and that's absolutely fine, sometimes your unconscious mind, what's out of your awareness, will present things to you as well. And sometimes this may take you by surprise, but please do go with it. And also know that when it comes to the unconscious mind, whether something is real or not, it may be presented to you in a symbolic way. And how your unconscious mind presents something to you when you're directed to do this throughout some of the techniques, this is always idiosyncratic to you. So please just know that you can occasionally be represented with metaphorical events. So although something is very significant and it holds great significance for you, it may not have necessarily happened in reality. So never be shocked by anything, and know that the unconscious mind does represent certain things in symbols, and that's absolutely fine too. So whether it's a real type of image or something just symbolic, just take that, because that's what's going on in your mind and it will be representative of something pertinent to you. So really just respect the unconscious mind, work with it, and know that it's just a very powerful tool. Now thirdly, everything I say and the way I say it, along with everything you hear that's in the background, the specific tracks on the audios, is done for a specific purpose, again for your best interest, and that's on all the audios. So again, please trust this and just go with it. Now, this is a very important point that I have to make clear, because going through these techniques, they're done in a generic sense. So much of it really relies on your own personal self-analysis and having gone through the book and done the book work. Unfortunately, I can't be there with you as an individual to specifically guide you through this and perhaps pick up on some of the points that you may not necessarily see, or when you have tenuous links tracing back to your root, I'm unable to help pick those up for you. So in any case, keep exploring yourself until you really feel you get to the roots, because these processes really do work. And once you feel absolute releases, that's when you know you have everything spot on. Otherwise, keep working through them. You can repeat any of these processes as many times as you need to. Now, if you struggle with any of them, or you find anything challenging, or you feel that you need some external help to really get you to things that you may not be seeing, then please do consult the resource section of the book and do seek help from the relevant practitioner, and there's all suitable advice given on that too. Now for the safety points, and these are relevant again to all audios. So for some of you, you may be engaging in some heavy release work for the first time and be dealing with some consequently very heavy emotions that have been manifested and stored in your body for some time. So this can sometimes be quite shocking to the body, and this also depends on everybody's specific individual response. So in any case, please, please, please drink plenty of water to just help clear out any built-up toxins. Always find a safe, relaxed and quiet place to engage in the process. Never, ever listen to an audio when driving or operating machinery. As I've mentioned, there are specific backing tracks on these audios, and that's brainwave binaural beat technology that lowers your brainwave frequency, therefore making you in a very relaxed state. So obviously this is designed to work with the unconscious mind, so it does distract the conscious mind, which obviously is what we all need for driving and operating machinery. So once again, please never listen to an audio when driving or operating machinery. This should be in a relaxed, safe space. And this is your time as well, so you want to be fully focused on this. In any event of managing a health condition, please monitor yourself accordingly during and after the process and take necessary action to look after yourself whilst the release work integrates. Now, when you've finished each process, please go and get a drink of water and just splash your face with some cold water to ensure that you are back to full consciousness and alertness. Then go and do something entirely different, watch TV, listen to music, go get a bite to eat and so forth, just whilst you allow the work you've just engaged in to integrate both consciously and unconsciously. Sometimes you may just feel a slight numbness, and that's a sign that it's all just integrating and going in naturally, both consciously and unconsciously. So again, just trust in the process. Then with any techniques, if you do find you need to do more of the release work, it will just mean that you need to repeat the process a few more times because there's something else that you will need to take from it. And as again, just make sure you keep digging, and you will always know when you find the right point. It will be a certain feeling, something that just clicks straight away. So please do just keep going with that and consult the resource section should you need to. Now, reverting back to the backing music used, again, binaural beat brainwave frequency music. You can also access this by Kelly Howell on brainsync.com if you want any specific music just to listen to for the purposes of meditation or triggering even a positive process that you've done using these techniques. Again, this is all quoted in the books and under the resource section. Either way, when you are listening to the tracks and this backing music, it's designed to lower your brainwaves to make you feel more relaxed, and this is a point in which the unconscious mind is far more receptive to the positive suggestions and the release work that we do, making it very powerful. Therefore, you will feel more relaxed afterwards in any case, but it could also make you feel a little tired because of the nature of the actual release work that you will be engaged in. Now, this may be an enormous emotional release for you, and you may feel intense emotion. This is perfectly natural. However, in the unlikely event this can make you feel unwell for a short period afterwards, just as the toxins leave your body from previously stored negative emotion that you're getting rid of, that's just leaving the body. Sometimes you can be prone to shock or even a sudden surge of energy. However, in any case, please do take good care of yourself and drink plenty of water just to help flush these out. Having said that, this is never necessarily the case at all. It's just there to warn you that sometimes if you may feel a little unwell, even experience a headache, that may be just the toxins releasing from your body. Either way, that's ultimately a good sign. But please, again, just do drink plenty of water and take good care of yourself. Now, if any emotion is just too much and you find this process too challenging to engage in alone, then please do consult the resource section of the book and search for help under the relevant practitioner. You can also visit my personal website, which is dr-m.co.uk, that's dr-em.co.uk, to get in touch and feel free to ask myself or the team any questions that you like. And you can also consult the Pinnacle Practice too, should you want a personal direct consultation. So I think that's all the pointers that you need to be aware of. So I will wish you the absolute very best in your journey going forward. So please go forth and enjoy the release techniques.